liberty, stuff like that. Walked to the tail, stood on the stern, looking at the big brass screw blade turn. Listened to the sound of the engine pound. Gained 16 feet every time went around. Getting closer and closer. Look out, you fascists.
That song is titled I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore and was written in 1938 by one of the most enduring figures of American folk music, Woody Guthrie. Born in Okemah, Oklahoma, July 14th of 1912, Woody was the second son to Charles and Nora Bell Guthrie. By today's standards, Woody would be considered part of the average middle class. Tragedy was no stranger to this man, for he lost his sister and mother at an early age. By the age of 14, Woody was left to fend for himself as his father worked in Texas trying to repay debts. He turned to street performances, which were the only thing that could grant him some change or a meal. Married at 19, the new Guthrie family was hit by the Great Depression and the infamous Dust Bowl. With no other choice, Woody had but to leave his family and become what is known as an Okie, one of the many migrant workers moving west in search for a job. With nothing but a guitar in hand, Woody Guthrie hitchhiked across the US in freight trains. Visiting countless hobo and migrant camps, Woody began to attract followers as he developed into a musical spokesman.
Watch the fishes swim, I was praying them fish wasn't made out of tin. Sharks, porpoises, jelly beans, rainbow trouts, mud cats, dugars, all over that.
What attracted so many people? Woody wasn't just singing to the people, he was making songs about them, songs about the people he interacted with in his travels countless times. What made his music so unique is his ability to relate to others, the ability to speak from the heart. Musician Mike Seeger once famously commented that the definition of American folk music is all the music that fits between the cracks. Folk music was viewed as a window into the cultural life of minorities. Folk songs communicated the hopes, the sorrows, and the convictions of ordinary people's everyday lives. And the 1930s was no exception, for 2.5 million Americans moved out of the Dust Bowl states. Oklahoma alone lost around 400,000 people. Woody wrote about the lives of these people, the people he himself had the opportunity to meet. These songs describe what he saw in his travels, the hunger, the diseases, and all the problems. His songs revolved around his own ideals. He believed in sharing the wealth. He was the face of the average working man. Folk music helps preserve people's own histories in the face of changing social conditions. Whether it's a group of African slaves, Texas Mexicans, or poor migrant workers, their music represents the lives of these minorities. And folk music was different. It was about coming together to share your story. No matter where you came from, it was about minorities from around the world collaborating. And by the 20th century, there were countless factors contributing to the connections of these minorities around the country. America has always symbolized a place for a fresh start or getting a second chance. It was the Golden Door, the Golden Mountain. And people all over the world had many of their own problems. It was either famine, drought, land shortages, low wages, unemployment, disease, forced military conscription, and political and religious persecution. The list goes on. There was no better place than the land of the free to lead a happy life. And by the early 1900s, the US had millions of people barging in. People from all corners of the world. And when agricultural success was halted by the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl, it was time to move to the cities. Time to further urbanize the land. So suddenly, we have people like Woody Guthrie migrating to places like California. Thousands of people from different religions and ethnicities are all in the same boat. A common enemy, which in this case would be the economic state of America, unites foes, also known as the poor migrant workers of our country. Whites and blacks found themselves working towards the same goal. Woody wasn't the only musician out there. Social limits and segregation were pushed aside for a second, and musicians began to influence one another. Not only that, but the growing increased use of radios revived musical education. African-American folk music had been published since the late 19th century but would not gain recognition until much later on. Once cities were flooded with migrants, folk music was able to reach a more widespread, diverse, and ethnic audience. Suddenly, we started seeing the music being created reaching a broader range. We started to hear blues, gospel, Native American music, and country being incorporated. We had honky-tonk singers from country bars, Latino and French cajuns spreading all over major cities like New York and LA. And this was essentially how roots music was born. Roots music was tied to and reflected major historical events around the time of its making, especially by the mid-1900s. The United States was undergoing some serious changes such as industrialization, the war on poverty, the New Deal, labor movements, peace movements, and even the civil rights movement. As mentioned before, this type of music is created by interactions between people. Interactions among those in need of hope or who share struggles. And events such as the Great War and World War II caused even more population shifts. Prior to the war, roots music was mostly regional. Each region had developed its own style and tastes appealing to more local audiences. Once people were done killing each other, a new world had been created. The new environment had introduced technology affecting musical styles, instrumentation, and lyrics. Traveling across the country became more accessible, with trains and airplanes establishing a stronger connection between regions. Cultural interplay created new musical traditions. Freedom is a common theme in roots music. This makes sense seeing as how creators of roots music deal with the individual struggle for social change or the pain from being oppressed. Oppressed can mean many things. It can refer to the poor, it can refer to those with different colored skin. We said before that America allowed for people to live the life they wanted despite their background. And those morals were being infringed for many of its people. They used the tools available to fight back. That might have been a guitar, a microphone, or a pen. Music is unique in the sense that it speaks to someone out there. For many, it's about creating art that comes from the heart, art that countless amount of love and dedication was put into. This world has been unfair to some of its people. The song you heard at the beginning of the podcast was created on one of Guthrie's visits to a migrant camp. Upon arrival, Woody noticed how many of the workers liked to sing a popular song of the time called "This World Is Not My Home." There was something off about the song, something Woody quite couldn't put his finger on. After listening to the lyrics, Woody realized that this was a song about giving up, a song about embracing death and hoping to have more luck in the next life. It was about accepting the hunger and diseases, and about not fighting back to life's struggles. Woody wasn't too keen about rolling over and dying, he believed otherwise, so he wrote a new song. Woody Guthrie wanted to instill hope in people, not take it away. We don't get to choose to be born as poor or part of a minority group. Even Plato understood all those years back. He has this quote that I really love that goes like this. "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." The beauty of folk music is that it's constantly changing along with our world. The problems we had before are not exactly the same as the ones we have today. People will always find ways to share their thoughts through the art of music. Folk music is always evolving, and don't expect it to disappear anytime soon. Here's a special thanks to PBS.org, History.com, Biography.com, ImmigrationsInTheUS.Weebly.com for giving me all the sources necessary to make this podcast, and shout out to the Global Scholars Podcast. This was The Effects of Poverty on Folk Music in the U.S.